What's up, everybody? I know it's been a hot minute since I've been on with a podcast, but I wanted to say that way you know it's genuine. I'm doing this when I feel like it, when I really feel something that I want to talk about. And today I want to talk about changing your own world. Let's go. So we have experienced a lot of change in the we are always experiencing change all the time. But I think for the last 2.5-3 weeks, me and my best friends and my associates have been experiencing a lot of changes. So things that were like, okay, we're going to not do that anymore. We're going to do more of this. We're going to do less of this. We're going to literally move some locations around. None of which was like my first and foremost genius idea, by the way. So this was a lot. My girlfriend's going, oh, I think I should move this here, or move that there. And it created me to make some changes in my home just to make my life a little bit easier or cozier, or things that I really haven't given attention to. And I wanted to talk about what this kind of does to you and how easily you can change your world. It's very bizarre to me how you can shift energy around very quickly. And I think that some of us forget that just making small changes to literally anything makes you just operate differently throughout your day. And I'll explain a little bit more. For instance, Jessie, my friend and my creative director, normally works out of her own office, which is working remotely. And she moved that office into a new location. And it really did something for the dynamic. All of us are just like sitting around, like we're able to access her more. We're able to vibe with more ideas. You'll see us cranking a lot more things out that are a lot more creative. Just simply shifting her location. And in the new location, she wanted a certain type of desk that she had at her old location. And that was what was really keeping her feeling kind of behind, was this desk that we had was like, you couldn't keep anything in it. It was just a wreck of a desk. And she had this desk that she bought like on Facebook Marketplace or something for $50 or $100 or something. And she was like in love with this desk. So we put that desk in there and like the vibe changed. And then for me, we have a routine with our dogs. We added in a new puppy and he's so cute. And it's made obviously the dynamic change in our home where it got a little chaotic. And we've needed to change things around and move people around, move the dogs around, move the routine around. What's so crazy is how much you can change something so small and it makes such an impact on your life. So a lot of you guys, I think what you're looking for is a big change in your life, something that's huge that's going to come along and save you from, you know, stuff that you don't like in your world or something that you're not excited about or something that's just really mundane. It's really strange to me. Sorry, I had to yawn. It's very, very strange to me how putting a throw blanket, a little throw pillow and a little blanket on my sofa and putting some candles in a place and changing my nightly routine by 5 or 10 minutes has completely changed my relationship for the better. How putting a Craigslist desk in an office where people can access you more, when that's just such a small change, how it can change the dynamic of everything, how you can begin to realize that the place you're in, you're not that stuck. You're just one small change away from an energy shift in your whole entire life. So without getting too preachy, I just have to let you know, 2018, I've been in the happiest place I've ever been in my life. And I continue to see it get better to the point where maybe my version of happy was below average. Maybe I was below average happy and I just keep climbing this ladder. I think everybody, when they see me or they're around me or they hear me, they're like, oh, you're so positive. You're so upbeat. You're so energetic. I think that's really just how I'm wired. I'm just one of those people like that. But as far as true happiness, I think that people that utilize humor a lot are typically the darkest of people, or have the darkest of days. They have really high highs and really low lows. And I feel like it's something that we all can talk about. We've all been there. We've tried to joke our way out of a situation, or we've tried to just kind of make light of a situation, make light of anything. And I feel like for myself, I'm always someone that tries to find the positive or find the joy or find whatever. And I was really missing the mark. And you might be too. But I was really missing the mark, and I'm just going to find the positive in everything around me. I'm going to find the good in everyone, which led to me being taken advantage of, or me giving too much of myself to the wrong people, or, you know, being worked until I'm completely exhausted because I just kept trying to seek that approval to make me feel a certain way. Instead of doing that, making small changes and adjustments, and even if they're not innately a positive adjustment, even if they aren't, you know, something that you're really excited about. I'm not excited about, you know, an employee quitting. I'm not excited about a friendship ending. I'm not excited about, you know, selling certain horses that I didn't want to sell, or whatever it may be in my personal life. I'm not excited about those things, but the energy shift that comes along with it that you know needs to happen, you know that that's no longer the thing that's best for your current situation, feels so good. And it may not feel good in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes. It may not feel good for a year for you, but it may be a shift. So a lot of people message me about, what about this dead end relationship? What about, you know, how do you feel? What do you think? And I always say, you know when it's off, you know when it's not right, you know when something shouldn't keep going. And yet we listen and we play judge and jury, and we allow people to plead their case to us. And when they plead their case, we want so badly to believe it that we don't even try to reconcile the crap that they're giving us. So we just like, you know what? That was a damn good excuse. You know, he was there at that time, and so-and-so did need a ride. I did see so-and-so drinking, so of course they would need a ride. And then put two and two together, and we justify it any way that we can, instead of just looking at the actions or the energy of how it makes us feel. Does it feel good to have to play judge and juror and jury with people that we love? No, it doesn't. So if you constantly feel the need to do that, cut that thing loose, because what you should be rating is on a happiness scale. And happiness is not a yo-yo. Happiness is a constant. It should be a constant. There shouldn't be, I'm up here and now I'm down here, and now I'm up here and now I'm down here. You should always be looking for a solution to that. Literally, if something pisses you off day after day after day, find a way to fix it. Just a small one, well, it ended up being a huge one, was I hate stopping at gas stations, and I was paying a lot of money for gas because I'm 78 miles from my home to my ranch. And I was never going to buy a new car. Never, never, never. I found a used car that runs on no gas, which helps that issue. And then my other issue, my reason that I didn't like stopping, is I was having a really hard time living a super healthy lifestyle when I was stopping for fuel all the time. Because inevitably I'd run in, I would say I would need, I'm just going to get a water, and then I would end up with whatever. So I changed that. I'm happier. I have more money in the bank, and I'm staying on my journey a lot easier just because of a simple shift that was not a big deal. So what is it in your life that you can shift? You know, what is the thing that you, that pisses you off? For me, like, it's the dumbest thing. I like my coffee in a certain place, and I don't want to have to try to fish and find for my creamer. And I don't want to, like, there's so many stupid things in your world that if you would just catalog them and then find a simple solution, it's not about money. It's not, and the pain from shifting around people in your life, I understand. I get it. Like, I get it. I totally, totally, totally get it. There's no fun in shifting people around in your life that no longer need to be there. You're in the relationship that you no longer want to be there. I totally get it. But I just have to let you know, I am euphorically happy from a place of my, I mean, I can't even go into the turmoil I've been through. I can't even go into the tragedy. I would love to just go into every single dynamic, but it's too much. It's too much, from my divorce to being overweight to betrayal to financial loss, to all of these things. And I have to tell you, you deserve and can achieve to get to a euphoric place without substances, without a dream guy, without a dream girl coming into your life. You deserve those things. And you can make those things happen. I promise you. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be a year from now. But 5 years from now, you're going to be enjoying the benefits of all of the changes that you're going to make for the next year. I don't want you to have this big epiphany January 1, 2019. I want you to have it right now. What if tomorrow was January 1? Daylight savings times comes. And it's like, yeah, why can't the time always be that? Why can't January 1 be right now that you have the epiphany, that you write down some things that you go, tomorrow I'm going to be this person. I'm going to do more of this. I'm going to do less of this. Why can't that happen right now? I hope that this pushes you to kind of evaluate, to make, just make an inventory of the things that really piss you off. And instead of saying, well, I can't change that because I don't have the money, or I don't live in that certain place, or I don't drive this, or I don't have this person in my life, or I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, and neither does anyone else. If I can find a solution, if Jesse finds a solution, if Cody finds, if all of us find solutions that make us happier, and it all came from a Craigslist desk in a roundabout way, then let's look at it a little bit harder and say, what are some things? Because I'm telling you, and I don't want to paint some crazy picture, but let's just say you always lose your keys. You're a key loser. Constantly lose your keys. Okay, let's paint a big, giant picture. You're the girl that always loses her keys, so that when she gets to work, she's always 10 minutes late. The boss is mad at her. And when the promotion comes up, even though she's a stellar employee, people keep judging her for the fact that she's perpetually late and always seems flustered when she comes into work and pisses the boss off. Great employee, but that's what people remember you for. That's your identifier. Oh, it's Jan that always loses her keys. They don't see you for what you really are. Imagine you go and get one of those sticky things that stick to your wall, and you force yourself to get in the routine to hang your keys next to the door on the little sticky thing. And every single day, you know right where your keys are, and you start coming in on time, and you start pissing the boss off less, and 3, 4, 5 months comes around, and you get recognized for your hard work in some form or fashion at work, and boom, you're Jan that got the promotion, all because of a 10-cent thing that hangs on your wall. It's not that dramatic, but you get the point. What is the thing that you can make better? And I think it all stems from, and this is just me being a neat freak, so don't let me like totally freak you out, but I feel like it all stems from, how organized can you be? How clean is your home? How organized is your home? Remember, it's not a storage facility. It should be a place that makes your life easier. What is it that you can do? Okay, dramatic, but basically make your bed and put your keys where you can find them. This is the wrap up of today. I hope you guys love this podcast. I hope it changes your life. It would mean the world to me if you would let me know how this has affected you in your personal life. I love it when you guys share on Insta story. That's my favorite because it's where I'm the most active. And I can give you a little shout out. Sharing on your social media is the biggest way that you can give me a high five back. Sending me a DM, letting me know that this really touched you in some way is also really, really powerful and really makes my day and keeps me podcasting. If I don't hear from you guys, I don't podcast. And I just see that pattern in myself. So if you guys love it, let me know. If you hate it, let me know. I love you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Go get your crap together.